Welcome, welcome, my fabulous Frempreneurs. I am excited to have you here with Kathy Dirksen. And she is a published author and a very strong advocate for sharing your voice and amplifying that voice. Welcome, Kathy.
Thank you very much for having me.
And I just want to start by asking you, what inspired you to create this business that you have?
Well, it goes back about a decade now when I really got started. And at that point, I knew, just in listening to my intuition, that I needed to be doing things that helped me to help women really impact their life, to change their life in a big way, in a positive way, and to just get into things they weren't doing before. And so that was kind of where I started, and I've really been evolving and fine-tuning how is it that I can help women change their life.
Okay. And so that is so important for women to have a voice. It's something I'm very strong and strongly believe in, and I'm very passionate about. But how does that connect to writing a book?
Well, that's the interesting thing, and people don't always realize the real value of being in the books. And that's actually why the books, doing collaborative books, has become a main part of my business, because I've found through my own experience that is an excellent way to build your network, to share your message on a much broader scale. And if you're in business, to then also amplify the exposure of your business, to build the visibility. And so that's why I really encourage women to jump into the book. So basically what we do, all of my books have roughly 20 women from a global community. So these women are now meeting women that they would never have had an opportunity to meet otherwise. We're working together as a team. They're getting to meet each other, to know each other. There's a lot of collaborations that come out of the book projects. So it's not just people submitting a story that gets published. It's a team of women working together on a theme to then bring that message out to the world. Like one of the books in January, the book I had out was called Embrace Courage. So again, a book of women sharing their stories about taking on courage in their life. And from the perspective that courage isn't just about rushing into the burning building to save the child, every single day we are being courageous in what we're doing in our life and really focusing on that.
I love that. I love that what you said. Every single day we are being courageous in our life. And as our relationships change, our roles change, it can be difficult. And if we think about, we focus on the difficulty, then we might just want to give up. But if we look at it as being courageous from day to day, and then we have a story to tell. And if I understand correctly, you bring 20 or so women from different parts of the world together to tell this story. Tell us more about some of these projects that you've worked on.
Yeah, a big part of what I focus on as well is midlife women. So women that are in that time in life when we know we need to make big changes, we've got dreams of bigger things. And, you know, looking at, you know, the traditional model of life when we're supposed to work until 50s and 60s and then retire, which traditionally looked like we would just kind of putter and disappear into the background. Whereas these days, I would say most women in their 50s, 60s, and 70s, we're not ready to putter and disappear into the background. We are ready to start something new that inspires and excites us. So that's really the big focus. So one of my other books that just came out in June was called Midlife Awakening. And so again, a group of 20 women from around the world sharing their journey of how their life has unfolded and what came up for them and how they made those changes. So the books, the chapters in each book include both that personal journey as well as their tools, strategies, wisdom around how can they support other women to now step into bigger things. And to me, that is the real important part that I think women, we learn from each other. Okay. And the more we see examples of other women stepping into bigger things, other women being courageous, other women just, you know, just moving into other possibilities in their life.
Modeling.
I find that seeing those examples, that's what really gives women that, just that feeling of, hey, I can do it too.
That is true. It's that kind of mentorship, even if you don't have a typical mentor who's talking with you or meeting with you, you get to view what other women are doing and the progress they're making. Is there a midlife story that you can share with us? So maybe an interesting story from one of those women's examples, or yours, or both. I love stories. So I love books. So tell me a story.
Yes. I can give you a quick example of my story. And so I actually, my first career was in medical genetics. So I spent 25 years mainly working in hospital labs. I, you know, got married, had kids, bought the house, all those things that we're supposed to do. Yeah. And in my mid-40s was when I really started noticing that I was living and working in a very toxic environment. So my family life was abusive and toxic. My job I was working in was a very just negative, toxic environment. And so to me, that's where it really hit, that suddenly realizing, you know, life is too short for this. This is not what we're here for. And that's when I started making all my big changes. And I left the marriage, left the career, started over. At that time, did a lot of thinking about what am I supposed to be doing with my life. And like I said, that's when I really realized that working with women was a huge thing for me. Mm-hmm. And having an impact, like really having a real positive impact on women's lives. And at that time, I thought finance was how I could do that. So I went into financial planning, did all the credentials. But after about 10 years working in that field, I realized that I still was not really having a big impact on people's lives, because a lot of our success and success with money isn't really around a lack of information. There's so many other factors, the stories we tell ourselves, the limiting beliefs that we have. And so I knew that in order for me to really have an impact, I needed to leave that as well and do it my way. So it's been about 3 years ago since I decided to, okay, walk away, focus on what is it I'm here to do. And that's when I started my business. So it's called Inspired Tenacity. And the whole focus is around supporting other women to step into bigger things in different ways. And the books are the main way that I do that right now. And I love it.
Oh, that is huge, because you talked about being courageous, but that's a very intense level of courage that it took to leave a marriage that was toxic, to leave a career that was toxic. Most people, they know they're in these bad situations, but the fear of having the rug pulled out of them, there's this security versus, well, sometimes life or death, you know, surviving in these toxic environments. What motivated you, or what was the key thing that brought you to the place of, I need to change?
I think one of the really key things was when it really hit me, the impact it was having on my kids living in that family environment that we had. And I mean, even as a mother, I'm sure I was not the mother I wanted to be when I'm stressed and not happy. And so I think that was really the key when that hit me, that my kids are also suffering in this environment. And it's up to me to get them out of here. It's up to me to show them, to be that role model of, you know, that we don't just put up with stuff because that's the way it is. And even when it hit me, is this the example of a relationship I want them to have? Like looking at the toxic marriage I had, is that what I want them to think that marriage is? Okay. And so I think that was really the key thing that really told me, you need to change right now. Get going.
How old were your kids, and do you, how many boys, girls?
They were both in their teens. I think they were 16 and 14. So my son is the older and my daughter is the younger of the two. And they were both, you know, suffering from just being in that environment. And so I'm definitely have no regrets about making the big changes, and they both were definitely better off and have come through that in an amazing way. And I know if I had, you know, stayed together for the kids, like so many of us think we need to, I know that would not have been the right decision. So that was definitely the factor for me that was, yes, it has to be now. And regardless of how painful it's going to be, I knew it just had to happen.
And then the career change. Was there a point that you were like, what am I going to do? What's happening here? Why did I do this?
And oh, yes.
How did you deal with that?
No, there were definitely a lot of times when it was, because you know that where you were was not right, but that at the same time, yes, that those challenges and that struggle of getting moving forward and figuring out, where am I even going? What does forward even look like? Mm-hmm. And so, yes, there were many sleepless nights. And in one of the first books that I did, I talk a lot about that journey and how I got through that. And I mentioned I had a kind of a mantra or just a line that I would often say it out loud or in my head, just chin up, keep moving. And literally that was what kept me moving sometimes. You know, times when everything was up in the air and everything was chaos. It's like, okay, no, just keep moving forward. Chin up, keep moving. And that was it. That was what I hung on to.
I like that. Chin up, keep moving. And I was listening to a business coach the other day, and she was saying how her mantra got her through. So it was like this little tiny seed, this little thread that you held on to no matter how life was dragging you around. The kite was flying and you were going around with it.
And that's a good example.
That's the image I have in my head, and you're just holding on and like, chin up, keep moving. That's a lot there, because it's like, when you have nothing, you probably didn't have the support system or the family or some other, you know, financial support coming alongside you and saying, hey, you're doing this right thing for yourself. They're probably saying, no, what are you doing? This is insane.
Yes, I definitely had a lot, especially around the career change, you know, to walk away from a job that had a good pay, good benefits, retirement plan, you know, to walk away from that. That was what I definitely got a lot of. What are you doing?
Okay. Yeah, because that is it for many of us in life. And I'm going to go back to the kite flying example. We're just holding on.
Yes.
It brings me back to a memory of when I was working in Newton, Newton, Mass, and there was this like industrial plant where there were huge companies with thousands of employees. And when I started working there, there was like 50. So this entire huge 5-story building was empty, literally. And everyone was just, let me just hold on to retirement. They were miserable. And it's one of the reasons that motivated me to pack up and move to Japan, because living a life of just doing what everyone else is doing just for the security of it. No.
Yes.
I couldn't do that. And
I think especially for a lot of midlife women, I think they're caught in that because they don't see other choices. They don't see, you know, they feel like they're too old to start over, that they're too old for anyone to let them into a new career. They're too old to go back to school. You know, that feeling of being stuck, I think, is even more common in our age group, that they just feel like they don't have choices. So again, that's what I'm here to do. You do have choices. You've got a community. We're here to work together.
And I like what you said about you started in finance. Now, you found out that wasn't for you afterward, but you actually trained yourself to start a new career. What did that look like?
A lot of work, a lot of studying, a lot of just jump and run is how I like to say it, that you know, you don't really know exactly what's coming or what's going to happen next, but you know, you've got to get moving, get to it, get going. And well, I guess too, part of it is, I think I have a lot of confidence in myself that I can figure things out. Okay. So I think that's really helped me along the way, that just that kind of base confidence that, yes, we can figure this out, that there is a way. How do we do this? Looking for resources, looking for how do we do this? And I think that's one of the things that really has helped me, is just that inner knowing that, okay, we can do this. Let's go.
Yeah, I like that. And I definitely can believe that increases as you get older and approach midlife, not caring what other people think as much, their opinions, you know, kind of not going away, but the voices are less louder because you are tuned into what makes you happy. And when you arrived at that place where you were doing what made you happy, and you were having that impact, how did that feel?
And when? Oh, it's been amazing. And when I first left my job in financial planning, I wasn't quite sure what this was going to look like with my company. And so at first I was doing kind of a coaching finance model, and I still didn't quite feel right. And so I kept kind of evolving and looking. And then I realized how books or something that I love to do and that I knew had a big impact on me. And so that's how I got moving into that. And but when I actually had my first book published, so it was the first book that was my project where I had come up with the idea and I brought the authors together and I had coached them through getting their chapters ready. And we went through the whole thing together, doing the Amazon launch with hitting international bestseller and all these things. And then all of the other opportunities that come with that. So speaking opportunities, podcasts, summits, all these different things. And when I had women coming back to me and saying, oh, I'm so glad I found you. I'm so glad I jumped into this with you. You know, basically just oozing that excitement about, wow, I'm so glad I did this. Thank you. Like, that's when it really hit me that, wow, I am having a huge impact on these women's lives. And yeah, that's what I just love about it. And so far, I've been in 11 best-selling books. They're all collaborative compilation books. And I've worked with 7 different publishing groups now. And I just find that every book you're in, you build a whole new network. You are working with a whole new team with a different theme. And it really is a way to just build on what you're doing, come up with new ideas, collaborate with people that you would never would have met before. And I just love doing it.
And what kind of stories are these women telling? Are they talking about the transition of their midlife years, or what kind of stories are they telling?
Well, in that book, so Midlife Awakening was specifically around those shifts in midlife, about new things going on and looking for new opportunities. Right now, I've got, I think, 5 different book projects on the go, and one is focused around sharing those stories of how women are changing leadership. So transforming leadership in business and community, and looking at those ways that women are coming to leadership with more collaboration, with more, how do we do this together? How do we support each other? How do we lift each other as leaders? So that's one of the books that I've got going on right now. I also have one focused on grief. So that one will be both women that are experts in the field of grief, sharing what they know and with tools that work on different types of grief, as well as regular people that have gone through some experience in their life. And again, grief isn't just about losing a person. It's losing a job. It's getting divorced. It's the loss of what you expected to happen. I mean, even COVID has created a lot of grief in our life, just from the loss of what we thought life was going to be like and our safety and everything else that's gone on. Mm-hmm. And one of the other books, right now I do have another midlife book getting worked on, and that what I'm calling Midlife Makeover. So again, you know, women sharing those stories of, how did I reinvent myself? How did I shift? How and why? And so that's an exciting one. And another one is called The Ripple Effect of Impact. So a lot of us that are coaches and other kinds of women that are trying to help women change and shift, and that's really what we're working on, is creating a ripple effect of impact with the work that we're doing.
Yeah, and I love how all of this is being recorded in a book. Like, I mean, I know a lot of us use video and social media for like more entertainment stuff, but this is something solid that you can sit down. I love books. You can sit down with and take the time to kind of absorb what you're reading and recognize that these women made a tremendous change in their lives, that you also now can make a change in your life. Because you've been given a tool.
And they're a great way also for women who are in business to promote their business. Because now they are in a book that's like an example, again, with the grief book. So women whose business is in the field of grief, now they're in this book. They're in a community who is amplifying each other in that level. But then also in the books, they have a bio page where there's a connection directly to them. We do a gift page where they'll put, you know, different opportunities to connect with them, get their free downloads, get, you know, a free session with them. So again, ways for the readers to connect directly with them to build their business that way. So it's a great opportunity for, in that case as well.
I've never heard of this kind of collaborative project. I mean, it sounds like it should be on every news report, on every article and everything. But this is like, this is such a phenomenal idea or concept that you came up with and built into this global network of impact. And so tell me again, when was the first book? When did the first book come out, and how long did it take to develop it?
Well, of the ones that I've done myself, so yeah, that because I was in several before, and so it was about this time last year that I really stepped into creating these on my own. And so basically what I've done is I've collaborated directly with my favorite publishing group. And so I come up with my own themes, titles, I bring together my team of authors and get their chapters ready. And then we take the project over to the publishing team and they take over with the professional editors, proofreaders, formatting. They do the whole Amazon launch and marketing. So it's kind of like I do the part that I love doing and then they do the part that they're good at doing. And so it's about this time last year when I really stepped into doing this on my own. And so the part that takes the longest is this beginning part when I've come up with that theme and now I'm bringing together these women. So as we've mentioned, I'm literally opening it up to the world, looking for women who that theme calls to them.
Mm-hmm.
They come into my project and then we get the chapters ready. And the chapters are each about 2,000 to 2,500 words, which is really only about 4 or 5 pages in a paperback book. So it's not a lot, but just putting it clearly on paper can take a little while, but definitely something that we could probably do over a couple of weekends.
Okay, wow.
That's really that kind of thing. So it's not a huge time commitment, but I think for a lot of people, it's kind of a daunting task that they feel they're not ready for until they really get into it.
And they have you to guide them. That's the huge thing about it, because writing a book by yourself, all of the pieces that you've just spoken about is something that the person would have to learn by themselves. But as you, with you at the helm of the ship, a very, very seasoned captain, 11 bestsellers, they can kind of take a seat on that journey to help them. So again, the very first one, did it take about a year to get people together, or how
long? We started last summer and it was released in January. So I guess about 6 months.
Okay. All right. Wow. This gives you an idea of how this process works. And it's a phenomenal, phenomenal concept. I'm so glad you're doing this.
And I find for a lot of people, they have an idea they want to do their solo book, but they tend to get started and years go by. And, you know, I've talked to people that's been 5 years, 10 years, even 20 years, they've been working on their book.
Yeah.
And I always recommend jump into one of these collaborative books because, as you mentioned, it's relatively quick. It's simple. You're guided. You work together as a team. We bring the book out. It hits bestseller. You get to promote yourself. And then you have that confidence to go back to your solo book and finish it up. Mm-hmm. And the real bonus is that now that you've earned that international best-selling title, you can put that right on the cover of your solo book.
Yes.
That's one of the things I love. If you're going to do a solo book, do a collaborative book first. Earn that status, put it right on the cover.
Well, I just want to applaud you, Kathy, for being a role model and just really, really a pillar. That's the word I want to use, a pillar of impact by allowing other people to come on board. A lot of people do their own books and say, hey, it's a bestseller, but you allowed other people to come on board with you and you help them gain that visibility by taking them through the process, and you strengthen each other. It sounds like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not just for the book, but for a lifelong process.
Oh, yes. 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 Oh, one of the women that was from Australia that's been in one of the books, she is really doing amazing things with the collaborations she's made with the project. She's even come over to North America and done a speaking tour based, you know, partly on the connections that she made from the book.
So you amaze me. You started in medicine and then you went into finance and you left behind the things that were toxic. And then you said, ladies, I'm going across the seven seas. Come on with me. Get on board. This is really, really inspiring and so beautiful. And I want to thank you for sharing this journey with us today, Kathy.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.